This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And good morning, my friend. It is about 9 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Wednesday, October the 27th. And welcome to the Wednesday Morning Talk Show. I'm Terry Toad, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus, who sashayed on in here. Are you done cooking this year?
No. One more. We're still rolling.
Okay.
We're going to be rolling until late November.
All right.
Yeah.
Sitting right next to you, our good friend, Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber.
Is that who that is?
That's who that is. Now, you boys don't be fighting here.
Oh, no.
We're okay. Too close here.
Turn the bus around and go home.
You're within reach of each other. That's kind of dangerous right now.
Man, we've been nice for the last 3 months. I think it's time we're going to erupt. Yeah. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Mickey. Good to have you. And in studio with us, Mary Newman, who is the library director in Bunnell, also is going to be here to talk about the Bill Bunnell program. So we have a lot of things happening across Mid-Illinois. And this program, by the way, is a pilot program. So this is something that a lot of people around not only the state of Illinois, but the country is watching. So our program brought to you today by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. Back to Chad in 30 seconds. Plan to attend the Bean and Vegetable Soup Supper at the Union Avenue Christian Church at 422 East Union Street in Litchfield, Monday, November 1st. Serving runs from 4:30 till 7. On the menu, delicious bean and vegetable soup, cornbread, dessert, coffee, and iced tea. Ticket prices, adults $6, children ages 6 to 12, $3, children under 6, free. Carryouts will be available. Again, the Union Avenue Christian Church, Bean and Vegetable Soup Supper, Monday, November 1st from 4:30 to 7. This message brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. And we're back on the Wednesday Morning Talk Show here on this 27th day of October. Mary Newman joining us in studio along with Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber. And Mary, before we get into the Bill Bunnell, go ahead and plug your wine tasting event.
Our annual wine tasting is Friday, November the 5th from 7 to 9 at the Bunnell Civic Center, and the cost is $10 per person. It benefits the library.
There you go. If it benefits the library, it's a good cause. So.
Thank you.
Is this an annual event?
It's our sixth year.
Okay. Pretty good turnout?
We have well over 100 people, wow. Light refreshments, and an opportunity to try a variety of wines.
That's great. That's wonderful. We're seeing more and more of these types of events, aren't
yeah.
we? It's kind of neat how that works. So, all right, let's talk about Bill Bunnell. This is a kind of an interesting project. Give us a little background, how this came about, Mary.
This is part of the MEDP partnership with Sherry Albright out of Carlinville for the county. And Bill Bunnell is a pilot program. We're the first one in the state, very exciting. And the city of Bunnell joined in 2009. And we came on board this year. You have to have a population of under 1,500. We're just a little bit over, but we qualified. And it's a great way for residents, community members, you don't have to live in Bunnell to be part of this, to help improve the quality of life in Bunnell.
And we talk about it being a pilot program. This obviously is something that's going to be scrutinized, and we're wanting to make a good impression right off the
bat. Yes, we are.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're in, and there's several different stages of the Bill Bunnell program. Obviously, I think we're beyond stage number one, which is the organizational type thing. Stage two now?
Is the planning stage to meet with the action team members. September 1st, we held a town meeting. All the residents were welcome to attend, and you can sign up to be on an action team. And we held our first meeting on Monday night of this week, and we're ready to go.
And the action team is going to do what?
Set goals. We sent out a survey to the residents of Bunnell, and for them to respond on what they thought were the strengths and weaknesses of Bunnell and what they would like to see. And from there, the action teams can look at what residents requested, are looked at, and we can set goals to help improve the quality of the town.
So basically, you have to take a good hard look at yourselves, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes.
And decide what is strong, what is not so strong, and how you can use those things to your advantage.
Yeah, a lot of things we already, as community members,
sure.
we knew would be objects to look at, but there was some interesting things that people thought Bunnell needed or saw as a strength there and or a weakness, and we can look at those goals and work on improving those.
Can you give me a couple of surprises, perhaps, of both a strength and a weakness?
One of the strengths, of course, was locally owned businesses like FEMA's. We have a local bakery, Bernetto's Auto Repair, which has been there forever. The parks, people like our large park, the Russian Orthodox Church, which is a landmark in itself. And some of the weaknesses people thought were the empty buildings, sidewalks, problems that we mm-hmm. the city council is already aware of.
Which is common to a lot of small communities.
Right. Yeah, I was just going to say sidewalks and empty buildings are a problem that I think every city like Bunnell or even larger cities like Litchfield, Hillsborough, Gillespie and stuff, it's a problem they all face. There's empty buildings, and what can we put in them that'll be productive to the community as well as to the person who's trying to run them?
Right.
I guess the ultimate goal of this, Mary, would be to see Bunnell prosper and have those empty storefronts filled and have an opportunity for the young people that continue to have to move away to find jobs to be able to stay in the area.
Right.
That would be the ultimate goal.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll look at all the input, and you know, some of the storefronts are empty, and but they're owned by individuals, so you know you can't just take over a building and move in. And a lot of projects are being done just to spruce up the town. Glenn Laughlin, a resident, donated daylily bulbs, so next spring as you drive through town you're going to see flowers blooming. You know, you can do little things to improve the quality of life without major structural demolition or improve, you know.
And a lot of time it's just the helping to change the people's mood. You see daylilies blooming in the spring. Generally, that brings a smile to people's faces. And, you know, endorphins kick in. There's a scientific thing here. But people get in a better mood, and things tend to get done when people are in a better
mood.
We
have mums right now at the library. They planted a flower bed. We put out some mums. The fire department put out some mums. I've noticed a few businesses in town have put out pots of mums. It's just, and it's just very colorful looking. It's kind of neat.
And sometimes we lose track of the fact that, hey, we're worried about bringing businesses into our community, and we don't see the fact that, hey, let's think about what kind of a place is this to live. Is this a place that somebody may want to have their home but work somewhere else?
Right.
And Bunnell sits in an area where this is conducive, you know, to drive towards St. Louis or somewhere if you have to for employment and still make your home there.
Right. It's a nice small community, and we have 24-hour police protection, you know, easy access to the highway, major cities. It's a nice community.
I always thought that our whole area here, probably we take a lot for granted, but it's a great place to raise a family. It really is. Even if you have to drive out of town to work, it is a great place to raise a family. And there's a lot of different things around here that people may not realize that, as far as quality of life is concerned, that you don't have to put up with in the bigger cities. So we're talking with Mary Newman with the Bill Bunnell program. Beyond stage one, you're in the planning stage, which is stage two. What sort of a timetable do you have here for this second stage?
Well, by the end of November, the action teams will have put together their plans and goals, and then the leadership team, which is made up of 15 community members, will look at those goals and then we'll start from there. So probably by the first of the year, you'll really start seeing something happening, more community involvement. But people are already talking. It's kind of interesting. People are talking about Bunnell, which is a positive note in itself.
We have, from the meeting, the early meeting in September, there was six committees set up that people could, the volunteers who were at that meeting, sign up for it. And this meeting Monday night with them six committees mm-hmm. were in the staging area. They were sat down together, and Mary can rattle off all six of the committees, and that's how we're working with the six important ones there.
Okay. And Ralph, and you and I know how important it is to have volunteers and to have the backing of the community, any organization or any sort of endeavor. You got to have people to help you out.
You've got to have it, Terry. If you don't have the backing of the community behind your project, it's just simple arithmetic. It's not going to go very far.
The city of
people have to buy into your program.
the city of Bunnell, it started there about earlier in this spring that we had Cherry come in, Cherry Albright come in and explain it, and the city went for it, that they were going to try something different for a change, and we got that in it, and then we Cherry set up this thing with the committee, the leadership team, and then they went to the town hall meeting to get the public and the residents involved in it, and that's how, you know, each step has been taken, and the leadership team with Mary and Lynn Fraley being involved in it, being kind of in charge of it.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk. We mentioned Cherry Albright a couple of times. How does she tie into all of this?
Well, Sherry's the executive director of the Macoupin Economic Development Partnership, in which Lynn Fraley is a member of that committee, and then we started this. But with Cherry and Courtney Wood, we're going to be they're going to be our mentors throughout the process and get us going.
All right. And basically, is this a grant type of program? Is this just again, it's a pilot program, so maybe things change as it goes along.
We have a zero. Money to start with. We had no income, no money to begin with. So we as a group realized that you can't do anything without money. So our first fundraiser was Bunnell Indian t-shirts, sweatshirts, and people loved them. And I've sent them off to Las Vegas to former residents in California. So it's been really, really great to have that project going. We're going to have a 2011 Bunnell calendar, which I'm picking up from the proof today, so that'll be ready by within a week, with Bunnell pictures from the past that people brought in for us to look at.
Oh, my gosh, that's got to be a great calendar.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. It was neat to see what people brought in. Tomorrow night is our first annual Bunnell Art Show, featuring 14 talented high school students with 8 pieces of artwork that they painted from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Bunnell Civic Center. We're going to have an auction, which proceeds will be split between the artist and Bill Bunnell. And we've also had several donations made to us from residents, which is kind of nice. So realizing you got to have money to do something, we have initiated efforts to start that right away.
And who knows? You may be able to bid on a future superstar artist.
Very talented students.
Oh,
very
wow.
Talented.
It's amazing what these young people have in their minds as far as their creativeness is concerned. It's just amazing.
Yep. So,
and here they're going to step up and help raise money.
Yes, they're on display at the library. Mm-hmm. Till this evening, we're going to transfer them over to the Civic Center. But we're also having the People's Choice where people can vote for their favorite, so we're going to give an award out for People's Choice Award, too. So,
great.
Kind
great.
Of a neat, it's very, very exciting.
So when this Bill Bunnell thing came about, the first time you heard about it, were you scratching your head going, gee, this sounds like something we might like, but what's involved with this thing?
I was very excited. Being at the library now for 12 years, we're only 13 years old, and I've been there for 12 years, I don't live in Bunnell. I live in Gillespie, but I spent a lot of time in Bunnell and know the people. And I was very excited because Bunnell has a neat history to it, an exciting history, and a lot of good qualities about it. And I like to see it succeed and the library continue to succeed there. And I was excited when Lynn approached me about it.
And you have an area there that's conducive to draw ideas from several other communities because you're just right close, as you say. You live in Gillespie, Mount Olive on the other side of you. You're a community there where there's a lot of opportunities to pick people's minds and say, well, now this is what we did, and it was successful. This is what we did, and it wasn't, and go from there.
We always borrow ideas for programs, and it works.
There's really nothing new under the sun. Somebody else just acquires it.
Yeah.
Acquires that idea. So the end game here, how far along, how far down the line will this go before it's considered to be a success?
We have 5 steps, and I don't really think there's a timeline. It's just as we accomplish and reach them. But we're working on it. I mean, making it work slowly for us. Don't want to rush it, and you don't want to be done with it in 6 months because
True.
It's going to be an ongoing process.
And that's probably the best thing about it, that it is an ongoing process.
Ongoing, right. There's no end date. It'll be established, and looking forward to seeing what the action teams have planned for their goals.
Now, Mary, how I suppose since this is a pilot program, there's going to have to be reports filed with the state. You're going to have to update the state every once in a while on this sort of thing.
Sherry will do that.
Sherry will do that.
Sherry will do that.
That's her job.
That's her job, yeah.
For the Economic Development Corporation. All right. Interesting. Interesting.
And sometimes we forget once we get a program in place and it's successful, the little word maintenance that comes along, because you have to maintain it once you're successful with it.
That's right. And hopefully after we get our committees and more people come on board, we're always looking for more. It's not just limited to the people who were there Monday night. Anyone's welcome to join and come in and help. Always looking for ideas or people that might have an outside source to provide resources for us.
And this sort of thing does tend to snowball, doesn't it? Once you get it going?
I think it already has. You know, just from starting the project and then the donation of the daylilies and you know, it's just kind of already starting, and people are already talking about what they can do to help. So
details, but the details, the little ones, a lot of times are the ones that make the impression.
Make the impression, yeah,
absolutely.
And you mentioned having your art show involving the youth, and this is a great part of the community, not only today, but these young people are the future.
Yes.
They're the ones that's going to be, you know, the future. And, of course, as Terry said earlier, getting jobs so they don't have to go to St. Louis or somewhere, you know, that helps too. But we're stuck in an area here, regardless of where you live, where minimum wage jobs is about all that's available, and that just doesn't even let you exist.
But if people realize they can live in Benilde and have a nice quality of life, live in a great community, and then drive to their job and then come back to a nice small town community. We have a lot of people that work in St. Louis and out of town and then come back and enjoy the quiet life of
economics, because they can live in Benilde a lot cheaper than they can Edwardsville, Collinsville, or down in that area.
We see a lot of new people moving in, and I always ask them, why did you move to Benilde? Because my big question when I moved here was, why did you move here? So, mm-hmm. You know, it's like, what brought you to this area to live?
The word gets out, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's amazing.
And I think once people see Benilde is not a dead community, that there is life here and things are being done to improve the quality of life and for the residents and looking for outside projects.
I can foresee in the near future people from various areas of the government, maybe media people, coming to Benilde and saying, hey, look what these folks have done here, and what's the secret behind it all? And then Benilde has its own little luster and star above it, and shows that it's vibrant and alive, and that when people pull together, great things tend to happen.
A lot of traffic goes through Benilde.
Oh,
be amazed at the number of cars that drive through town, and it's like, where are these people coming from? Where are they going? But they're coming through our town, so we need to make this town look good. And
it sounds great. That's great, Mary. We appreciate you coming in, talking to us about Bill Benilde. Things are happening, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, just one more thing I'd like to plug.
Yes.
During the month of November, the Magic Wand Car Wash will donate $1 to Bill Benilde for every car wash.
During the month of November.
During the month of November, right on.
There you go. Right on the main drag.
Right on Route 4. Yep.
Route 4 and 138, mm-hmm. Right there across the street from Papa Joe's, Rainey's Market, right there on the corner. You can't miss it.
Yep. Well, we do. We want you to miss it. We want you to pull in and not hit it. So.
Right. The owner is also on the committee, mm-hmm. of Bill Benilde too. So that's one of the things that we like. We have several business people on the committee, one of the six committees that we have there.
Mm-hmm. Mary, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and you look at the communities, we talked about these surrounding towns and stuff, but you have a lot of little towns where they have to depend on Benilde or Gillespie to grow for the stores. So, you know, you got to have something there to accommodate them.
Right.
Now, we've talked on this program and in various programs about how the budget shortfall in the state has affected schools and all sorts of things, but it also affects the library. You were talking before we went on the air about grants that you have written years ago and still waiting for, right?
Waiting for the payment. We have a Live and Learn construction grant to do some internal improvements, new flooring, painting, little things. We're just waiting, playing the waiting game like everybody else. So
I guess it's kind of one of those get in line, take a number of things, and when the number comes up, we'll deal with it. So anyway, I think things are moving in the right direction. Sounds like Benilde is going to be a hub of activity in the next near term, and we expect to see a lot of good things happening. Mary, thank you so much for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for having us. And anytime the library has something special, make sure and let us know here because, gosh, libraries are so important to all of our lives, especially those little munchkins out there. They need to be involved in visiting the library as often as possible. Uncle Ralph, always good to see you, sir.
Likewise.
See you Saturday.
We're going to have a show Saturday?
We're going to have a show Saturday.
Okay.
Yes. Because the games are later in the day, so
yeah.
we can handle that. Mickey Robinson, always good to see you, sir.
Thank you, and he was awful quiet today.
That's about the fifth word he said since we went on the air.
And thanks to our guest, Mary Newman, for joining us today talking about Bill Benilde. That's it for the Wednesday Morning Talk Show brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. And by the way, we will have Terry Plummer on the air coming up here in a little while.
Yeah, he's got an anniversary coming
25th anniversary.
Yeah.
Wow.
We've served him well for 7 years. The Cold Country Chamber of Commerce I'm referring to for the talk show. We thank him very much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Stick around. The man, the myth, the legend, Earl Sarles, up next with that opening market report here on AM 1540.